let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Back with us on the program, talented author Mark James Foster, discussing Tariff the Dreamer, Book 1 of Tariff's Progression in Succession series. Tariff is an exciting fantasy novel built around the Mayan prophecies of the year 2012. Mark says it was unknown that this was only going to initiate the start of many devastations and destructions that will be released upon the Earth. It was never meant to be the complete ending of humanity, as some have presumed. The story is an age-old battle between good and evil. Mark, like Tariff, is a dreamer, and in many ways Mark's own dream experiences and discoveries shape this highly praised story. Mark spent time on a mission for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, 4 years in the Air Force, leaving with a full disability, extensive traveling with 10 years in Alaska, spending much of his time writing. Recently with us to discuss his book, Ask, Knock, Seek, and Find, Mark James Foster returns to tell us about Tariff the Dreamer, Book 1 of Tariff's Progression in Succession series. Mark, welcome back to the program. It's great to have you back with us once again.
Thank you, Rick. I really appreciate that.
It is great to have you here to talk about this book. And I mentioned briefly the background on this, the Mayan prophecies of 2012. Talk about that and maybe some misunderstandings we had about that. I can recall vividly back in 2012, and a lot of people weren't sure what, if anything, was going to happen.
Yeah, that is correct. And after doing a... Well, the ironic thing is we discussed Ask, Knock, Seek, and Find. I came to find out that the Mayan calendar had a big play to do with a lot of things that were going to be happening in the future. And so when I had that experience, as I had written in Ask, Knock, Seek, and Find, that book was kind of put on a shelf because I didn't want to come right out and say what was going to happen. I thought doing it in a fiction rather than a nonfiction would have been more appropriate, in hopes that people would kind of have a subconscious idea of what the possibilities coming down the line could be. You know, I didn't want to panic anybody, yet I thought it was a good way to get things out at the time. So I started the book up in Alaska in 2000, right after the event. It took me some time to put everything together. And each book that I wrote, Tariff the Dreamer, Tariff Wisdom of Light, Tariff Mind Thought, Tariff Shanghai, and Tariff Gog and Magog are all written in and around Tariff. But Tariff itself is the basis, or we'll call it the rock of the whole series. It's how it sets the stage. And so it's exciting, but things really don't get going until book two, which is Tariff Wisdom of Light. But Tariff the Dreamer, as we were talking about now, starts out with a young boy who has many gifts and talents. And his parents are each from different genetic lines, and they were brought together in order to have Tariff, who would be a key to bringing about the world's events that were prophesied days of old.
The book is, and this is, as Mark said, the foundation for the series, Tariff the Dreamer, and Tariff is T-E-R-U-F, Tariff the Dreamer, Book 1 of Tariff's Progression in Succession series. The author is Mark James Foster. You'll find the book at bookventure.com in their bookstore. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Tell us a little bit about Tariff, and then, as I mentioned in the beginning, maybe some similarities between Tariff and yourself. Talk about that.
Well, Tariff himself is a lot smarter than me. Tariff has far more talents and gifts than I'll ever have. But he learns these gifts and these talents as he progresses from year to year. He gains one thing after another, step by step, or what we call line upon line, precept upon precept. And as time goes on, you're going to see a few things take place in Tariff the Dreamer. And I won't go on to the other books, but Tariff the Dreamer, he does quite a bit of traveling and hiking in the Northwest at this period of time. And he gets to see a great cave deep in the ground, and he gets to find some special records and experience certain things that I'm not going to ruin the story for you on. If you get the book and read it, you'll come to an understanding of what is going on with him and how things are taking place.
There's a 190 has a dream, and I don't know how much of that you can talk about or feel comfortable talking about. If you can, that really shook him to his core, didn't it? It was very instrumental in driving the rest of his life.
Yes, it was, because that original dream, believe it or not, took some time to put together. I was able to use a dream book written by Mary Summer Rain. And I've, of course, used that edition quite a bit throughout the book series. And as I was writing Tariff, I was able to put everything together as a simulation of how dreams can be interpreted and take place. And so later on, he tells his father about the dream, and his father understood what he was talking about, and then started to help him understand how dreams can affect lives. Let's face it, I'll say this from the get-go. We would not have the scriptures we have today without the dreams and the visions of the prophets of old. So there you have it.
Mark James Foster, our guest on the program, the book Tariff the Dreamer, book one of Tariff's Progression in Succession series. You touched on his parents. His parents have some unique abilities and talents, don't they?
Yes, they do. His mother has the ability. I'll go ahead and do this. His mother has the ability to shapeshift into other animals. And I'll put out a humorous thought here. She had shapeshifted into a giraffe. And she said that was far too uncomfortable for her to take that shape. And then her father, or Tariff's father, his abilities he learned when as growing up, much like Tariff. His abilities weren't in many ways as gifted as his wife's were. But nonetheless, he was highly intelligent. Tariff gets a lot of his knowledge, a lot of his direction, a lot of his inspiration from his own father. His father was a library full of knowledge. And if you look at the book, I'm going to pull something up, and maybe the people on radio can't really hear it. But as you open up and you look at each chapter heading, each of these photographs are different. And they had taken well over 200 hours for me to pixelate, because in 7 little eye shots around the photo, which also inside of that photo is also a hidden language that I developed. And so that language will be placed into the second series as Tariff runs into certain other individuals who can speak that ancient language. And that ancient language is supposed to be Adamic language, but I wasn't going to corrupt the Adamic language, because we don't know it entirely, and we know some of it. But with this language I created, we can go ahead and get the message out. It's a whole new alphabet, so when it's printed, that was the big deal in printing it the second time, is because I asked Book Venture if they could print these, these new letters and this new type of an alphabet, which I developed, into the language as normal English and then chop it up to the new language. And they said they could do it. And so at the same time you're reading the book, you're going to also see those chapter headings. And in book two, you'll also come up with an interpretation sheet so that you can interpret what is being said by those ancient other individuals. So Tariff is just the foundation of a series that has taken me from 2003 all the way. Let's see, I finished it in before 2012.
Okay.
And so that's where you have it.
I was going to ask how long it took and the research involved in doing this. And you've talked about the length of time to put the series together. How about research? How much did you have to do to feel comfortable before you published the book?
I had to literally do everything I researched, found, studied. I've literally got two bins, good sized bins, full of my research material on this series. Locations, throughout the world, so on and so forth. Places where I have been, places where I haven't, that I had to do a great deal of research. And so it was a great adventure for me just to write this whole series. But like I said, it's important to understand, if you think the first book moves slow, as some of some people that I have talked with seem to think that it did, but without a doubt, they said the book called Tariff, Wisdom of Light just gets you right in. So that's the gist of it. And the trick is to incorporate the new language into the writing, because it's not one that anybody knows or has ever used or anything like that. And that's why I wanted to make it a very ancient language.
You know, it's sort of like a TV series. When you start watching the first couple of episodes, they're laying the groundwork. They're giving you all of the background. And then once we know that, it takes off and goes 100 miles an hour. And suddenly we know everybody. We understand what's happening. And then the story picks up in intensity, which it sounds like what has happened with the within. Now, the book is Tariff the Dreamer, book one of Tariff's Progression in Succession series. Mark James Foster, our guest on the program. What do you hope readers take away from book one, Tariff the Dreamer? What do you hope we get out of this after reading the book?
I hope we get out of it that the world is not at ease and not all is well, and that things are going to change in an instant. One day you'll be doing your average thing, and the next day you'll come to find out that the world has been altered to a degree that you cannot even imagine. And so the whole series will run you through it, but Tariff is he's a little kid, and I'll kind of sneak up to it a little bit here. He's a little kid that starts out at basically age 9 and 10, and then we run him all the way up to about the age of 23 as a full-grown man, as you can read in the dream that he had at the first of the book.
One review said they really enjoyed the adventure, waiting anxiously for his next adventure. When will the other books in the series be released?
I have to first come up with the money to do so. Between Ask, Knock, Seek, and Find, that nonfiction book, and Tariff the Dreamer, I have utilized a lot of assets that I had just to get these two published. And so now it's going to take me another year at least to gather together enough funds to go ahead and publish again Tariff Wisdom of Light. So that's where I'm at. It's all about what I can put together as far as funding, personally.
A few minutes left in the program. Let's talk about the impact that this has on you. How did this shape you as you spent all of those years working on Tariff, the Dreamer, and the others in the series? What did that do for you? Did that strengthen your faith as you were researching and writing?
By all means, it did. Because I used a lot of the prophecies out of the Bible, and I also went to books such as I can't even begin to count the books that I was reading just to get some information regarding things that have the possibility to be altered as time goes on. And our scriptures are very detailed if you look deep into them regarding that. They're in the Bible, the Old Testament, the New Testament, the Book of Mormon, the Doctrine and Covenants, the Pearl of the Great Price. A lot of that stuff is also in ancient script, like the Dead Sea Scrolls, so on and so forth, and the Apocrypha. Some of that information also goes in some of that direction. A lot of the dreams that Tariff has had during this whole series has been many of the same dreams that I have had. And so there's a lot of metaphors, a lot of tropes within and throughout the series that are similar, if not the same, as that which I personally have had myself.
With us on the program, once again, Mark James Foster. The book is available at bookventure.com in the bookstore. Mark was with us a few weeks ago to discuss his book, Ask, Knock, Seek, and Find. That's available at BookVenture as well. The new one we're talking about is the first in the series, Tariff the Dreamer. That's T-E-R-U-F, Tariff the Dreamer. Book one of Tariff's Progression in Succession series. Again, the book's available at bookventure.com in the bookstore. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Mark, it is always a pleasure. We encourage people to read Tariff the Dreamer. Stand by for the rest of the series that will be coming out. Thank you once again for being with us on the program. Always a pleasure. Great to have you with us once again.
Thank you, Rick.
Tariff
Good
the Dreamer,
with you too.
Bank one of Tariff's, book one of Tariff's Progression in Succession series. Mark James Foster, our guest, book at bookventure.com, the bookstore. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.